VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where the host's mind is in excellent used condition and his shortcomings significantly not as described. Here's Griff.
You said a mouthful. This segment is sponsored by CabotWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. In all the hurly-burly of running your e-commerce business, it's easy to be thrown off track. Now, here to remind us how to get and stay centered on eBay sales is our good friend, Marcia Collier. She's the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C, and she's also one of the most calming influences in the world, which is why I'm so glad she's on for this segment. Marcia.
Hurly burly, you got me on hurly burly.
I love that phrase.
You had her with hurly burly.
Let's get some shenanigans going here.
Okay.
So how do eBay sellers get off track?
Oh, eBay sellers get off track in so many ways. Well, maybe my eBay sales have slackened a little bit. So and folks, I'm telling you this as a seller who's been on the site for 15 years. If your eBay sales are slacking, the answer is not to, let's discover some new sites to not do well on.
I couldn't have said that better myself, but could you
say that again? I just got that. Okay.
No, it's true. I don't know if you know, but Pitney Bowes, you know, the people who power the shipping labels on eBay, they gave me away in a contest as a mentorship to somebody.
Oh.
To help them with their small business, and luckily it was somebody who's online and somebody who's on eBay.
So you were the grand prize?
I was the grand prize.
Well.
So, yeah, they're on Twitter at PB Small Business. But
what did your husband think about that?
You know, so the thing is, I started thinking about these things and talking to the person I'm mentoring, and I see, you know, you're selling on this, you're selling on that site, but what percentage? Do a report for yourself. Are you selling on every site? Bottom line, and again, not paid political announcement here, you won't find a wider audience than on eBay.
True.
And, you know, if your sales, and let me add this in, if your sales aren't doing well, when was the last time you refreshed your titles? You know, you hurt your sales by just blindly relisting. Oh, this didn't sell. I think I'll just click
relist. And I'd look at your pictures, too, really.
I love that voice.
Well, it's true, and I hear it all the time. And let's face it, and, you know, I do not know about the inner workings on eBay, but I would think eBay's interested in keeping the customers excited about what's for sale. So if you keep clicking relist, and you don't update titles, update your images, you're not going to rank well. Now, I don't know this is a fact in search, but I do know it from personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And try, you know, if you're a habitual 30-day, good until canceled seller.
Well, so the key word there being habits, are there habits that we as sellers, or that what you have seen sellers fall into that can really hurt sales?
Well, that's it. Not paying attention to what you're selling. If it's not selling, there has to be a reason why.
Listen,
why?
Somebody just told me recently when I said that I was taking forever on each listing to make sure that everything's perfect. This person told me that they don't even check their listing. They just type in everything and put it up there.
That brother.
People do that all the time, and I hear this constantly. You know, if you're listing on mobile, sometimes it really doesn't hurt to go back to the eBay site and see how it looks because, you know, just two paragraphs, and some people don't even do that much, of, you know, 10-point Arial doesn't really sell an item. Remember, if you're selling something, you have to give a sales pitch. You've got competition out there. There's a reason why items don't sell.
So blindly relisting, not updating titles and images, or checking the competition.
Well, you've got to check your competition. Whenever I relist an item, I do a search on eBay for who else is selling that item. If I can undercut them by a penny, a couple pennies, my top-rated seller status is one of the best ads I could put on eBay because that will get me the orders ahead of others. And, you know, so you lose a quarter. If you're relisting and paying attention and searching your competition every time you relist, You know what you need to do. Oh, that guy sold more than I. What do they have in their description that I'm not doing?
Or sometimes you can see a guy who the item that he's selling is the same as yours. He's selling it cheaply.
Right.
But his listing looks like crap, and he's got one picture, and it's bad.
Well,
I actually charged more for something, but had good pictures and a good listing and sold it right away.
Boom! That's it. That's the magic. And don't forget about videos. Like, I sell that Cloud Dome Nimbus, which is a light diffuser for a smartphone. I have a video demonstrating it in my listing. So there's no question as to what you're buying. So keep the returns down. If your description is appropriate, if you're selling clothes, have all your measurements in there. Let people know exactly what they're buying.
You know what I think of when I see those listings that look bad? You know some of the old neighborhoods that have the little stores still in them, the little boutique-y stores in them?
The dusty stuff?
Oh, my God. They haven't cleaned their window in a year.
Right, which brings me exactly to the first point that I said. You know, people then say, well, I better start selling somewhere else. And soon they're trying to manage sales on five sites, and it just gets confusing. And one of the things they also do is signing up for third-party services, and you're either using them or not using them, but you're being charged every month when eBay gives you a lot of this for free. I mean, a lot of people are still paying for picture hosting, and I just don't get that. They're paying up to $10 a month.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense at all, because if you keep your, like, I have an auctions folder, and when I take pictures, it all goes in the auctions folder. And then I upload them to eBay, and eBay enhances them and makes them look good. Why should I be using a third-party service, and what's even more absurd, paying for it?
Yeah, you said all I could ever say about that.
What can we be doing now to get ready for holiday sales, Marcia?
Wow, it's October, right? If I were everybody out there, you know, I still use TurboLister. I still prepare listings ahead of time in TurboLister. Whether I launch them from TurboLister or not, I've got them, like, tucked into my pocket there. And they're all ready to go. And I start, as a matter of fact, I was talking to my husband, we're going to start photographing items, and I'm going to be saving the listings so that once Halloween is over, just hit the go button and start listing. And that's when your sales start. And don't forget that the eBay selling season for the holidays continues through February. For, you know, people get things. They sell things they don't want, or they got gift cards, which they may sell or they may be for eBay, and they buy like crazy in January and February, right?
Especially if they're snow. Especially if they're snowed in.
There's
you got nothing
else
to do. I mean, you can watch, you know, endless reruns of Downton Abbey, and you might want to buy some of that stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
Have you seen Nick at the Nick?
No. Who's Nick at the Nick?
It's a new series about a turn-of-the-century hospital in New York.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
I think it's on AMC, and you can catch it on Netflix. But then again, that's not eBay.
So what are some ways we can promote our listings?
Okay. Again, promotion can be poison if you do too much of it. You have to, if in your social media listings, like on Facebook, if it's something interesting, something you haven't listed before, or if you want to ask a question about something, like I had some Hello Kitty sneakers, which I ended up deciding to keep. But I posted them on Facebook, and what do you guys think? Keep or sell on eBay? And once I had 50 comments, then I put the link to the auction on eBay. So, you know, I had a second pair, by the way, and that's the one I kept. But so they sell really well. You can't just continually on social media, I listed this, I listed that, I listed this. Why would anybody follow you? I mean, when you watching TV, you have to admit that you fast forward through commercials. And if somebody's social media stream is full of commercials, nobody's going to, you know, I don't want to see this.
Yeah, I stopped following it.
Or I don't want to see this on Facebook. And you won't, they'll never see it again.
Yeah.
If you have an eBay store, you could run a Facebook ad. if you have something really special. You can mini-target the audience. It's not terribly expensive. Well, it could be expensive if you go crazy, but start out small. Give it a tiny budget. Give it $30 and see what you do. And that way, you can promote your sales. Ads do work on Facebook. Right now, I'm not real enamored with Facebook stores, but you can promote. And in Twitter as well. I mean, I was just talking today on Twitter about some orthopedic surgeon who invented comfortable high heels. If I had those to sell on eBay, I mean, you just find news stories about what you're selling, share those, and oh, by the way, I have them in my eBay store.
I like all that stuff. So I saw you on a plane looking very pinup girlish.
Well, was that the recent one?
The recent one, you were in a dress and heels.
Yes.
On the wing of a Navy airplane.
I was supposed to go in the cockpit, but being that I was wearing a dress and wearing high heels and there's no door, I thought better of it and decided to stand up.
Oh, I'm sure our armed services would love it, though.
He was very sweet, yes. But, yes, I was at the air show in San Diego.
Yes, in San Diego. Hello. I wonder who lives in San Diego that you could have let know that you were in town.
Okay, oh. I feel bad now.
Yes, you should.
I
want to make
guilt.
All of our guests feel bad today.
Oh, brother.
I love you guys. Have a happy holiday season and sell more.
You
all
too,
right.
Marcia.
You too, Marcia. We
always
love you. We adore you, Marcia.
This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up next, Cheap Tricks. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers, a free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register. It's free. And you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.